It's the one certainty we all share, the inevitability that one day we will all die. What isn't so predictable, though, is when. In Monaco, for example, the average life expectancy hovers at around 89, while in Chad it's just 50. Overall, Australians born between 2013 and 2015 can expect to live 82.4 years, up from 82.1 years for those born between 2011 and 2013. But the likelihood of dying from a preventable cause varies based on where you live, according to a new report from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare. Claire Spark is the head of population health at the Institute.
Life expectancy is going up, it's improved, and we've seen that rates of potentially avoidable deaths in general have also gone down. But there is significant variation across local communities.
The report shows that those living in northern Sydney can expect to live the longest at 85.5 years, while the Northern Territory had the shortest life expectancy at 77.7 years. The greatest improvements were seen in four Queensland areas, while Gippsland in Victoria recorded the largest fall, down by 0.5 years. Overall, Ms. Spark explains communities located in the cities fare better than communities in regional areas.
I guess one of the main findings from this report is that metropolitan areas generally have higher life expectancy than regional areas. So we know from previous reporting that people who live in regional and remote areas have sort of higher rates of chronic disease, such as diabetes or cardiovascular disease. They also may have more occupational and physical risks, so from farming or mining work and transport-related accidents. And they're also more likely to engage in behaviours which are associated with poorer health, so higher rates of daily smoking, alcohol intake, and higher rates of risk factors such as overweight and obesity.
But while the news is generally good for Australians, according to the Early Life Nutrition Coalition, future life expectancy could drop in Australia in the not-too-distant future. The coalition is made up of professional, academic, advocacy, corporate and healthcare groups from Australia and New Zealand. It has launched a campaign encouraging good nutrition and lifestyle choices, which it says is crucial in the first 1,000 days of life, starting from conception. Professor Peter Davis from the University of Queensland is the chair of the Early Life Nutrition Coalition. He says the growing field of epigenetic research reveals our health outcomes later in life are significantly affected by the biological and physical environments we occupy during the first 1,000 days of life.
Well, some modelling has suggested that in the future life expectancy might be reduced, but we're trying to take a much more positive outlook that if we can get these key messages through, we can make a difference to the health of children in Australia and New Zealand. Everybody knows we have significant issues in both countries with obesity, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease. We know that these are major issues. But we also know that these things can be affected in a very positive way within the first 1,000 days.
The Institute of Health and Welfare report shows the rate of potentially avoidable deaths is higher in regional areas than in metropolitan areas, with particularly notable results seen again in northern Sydney and the Northern Territory. Potentially avoidable deaths are deaths that occur before the age of 75, such as transport accidents, contact with dangerous animals or plants, or cancer deaths that could have been prevented with early screening. Northern Sydney had the lowest rate of potentially avoidable deaths of 62 deaths per 100,000 people, while the rate was the highest in the Northern Territory at 226.